Now tonight, we reach, we come to a higher level still. Tonight we're concerned with an even more limited, an even more restricted field, at an even higher level. Tonight we find ourselves standing, we may say, right on the top of the mountain. Find ourselves, in fact, standing on a pinpoint. And that is because we come tonight to the subject of stream entry, the point of no return. Now, this does not mean that our journey is ended. The Zen people have a saying, when you want to climb a mountain, start at the top. But we haven't started at the top, we've started at the base. We've worked our way up now to the top, to that pinpoint. But that isn't the end. We haven't yet reached our destination, haven't yet reached our goal. In any case, there are two more lectures, and obviously they will have to be filled in somehow. What it means is, what it means, this fact that we reached the top of the mountain, reached this pinpoint tonight. What it means is that tonight we break through into another dimension. And this, of course, is the dimension of the transcendental, if you like, of the unconditioned, if you like, of the absolute, ultimate reality. It's as though, continuing this particular way of thinking, it's as though on the top of our pyramid, or our mountain, up which we've been climbing, the top of which we've now reached, on the pinpoint of which we now stand, it's as though on the top of this pyramid there was another pyramid standing on top of this first one, but standing not on its base, standing inverted, balanced on its point. The downward pointing point of the second pyramid balancing upon the upward pointing point of the first pyramid. So that, if one wished, one could, as it were, pass through the point of the one, the point of the lower pyramid, up into the higher pyramid, up inside it, penetrating, as though it was hollow, into its interior. That is to say, penetrating into a new dimension altogether. The only difference between this second inverted pyramid and the first pyramid being that whereas the first pyramid has a base as well as a point, this one, the inverted one, has a point, but it has no base. In other words, being inverted, it has no ceiling. There's only within this second, this inverted, this higher pyramid, there's only the possibility of infinite ascension and infinite expansion going on to infinity without reaching any base, without reaching any ceiling. However, I'm not going to continue with this particular comparison.